Attorney, dog driver, and Mat-Su Assemblyman Vern Halter has represented the borough's District 7 for two terms. Now he has his eyes on the mayor's seat. 66-year-old Halter is a veteran, a lawyer, and a 38-year Alaska resident. He has a colorful background as a former Kodiak law clerk and an Alaska judge and now operator of Dream a Dream Kennels in Willow. Over coffee in Palmer, Halter says he's quite different from the incumbent DeVilbiss.
I am not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a centrist conservative coalition builder. And I think I could probably converse with our delegation as well or better, even though they're supporting him at this point in time, than the mayor.
Halter lives a rural lifestyle in Willow, but says he leans toward more development in the Mat-Su.
Heck yes. You know, I don't really think we need a ton of rules that hinder businesses. I think we have to have certain rules that, you know, to protect society.
Halter recently successfully sponsored a borough-wide mushers' rights ordinance. He says he is not a staunch environmentalist, but he does oppose the Susitna Dam.
You got the Big Sioux River, it'll alter that forever. You know, you're talking about salvaging salmon, which is a huge mission of the Mat-Su Borough in the state of Alaska. Well, that'll finish it off.
Halter supports the Kinnick Arm Bridge. At a recent ARP-sponsored mayoral debate, Halter said schools are the borough's number one priority and pointed to the success of the borough's school bond package that passed. Halter's biggest bone of contention with the present borough mayor is the use of the mayoral veto power. He says he's concerned about the mayor's veto of a borough grant to fund a sexual assault response team. He also points to the mayor's past vetoes on library grant funds for Palmer and Wasilla.
I think sometime when you use a veto power just to veto or as a power in itself, it is sometimes frustrating. The mayor vetoed the road bonds, the 2011 road bonds, he vetoed them. If that veto would not have been overridden, it would not have been able to go in front of the voters that fall.
Halter says the coming years will be lean ones, and since property owners are still going to be the main source of borough revenue, he aims to keep the mill rate low.
And my goal would never be go above 10 and try to keep it as low as we possibly can.
He says the borough has to prioritize projects that need the most attention. The completion of the railroad spur from Point McKenzie to Houston is a major need, and the most pressing issue is very basic, septage. Gray water and human waste is trucked to Anchorage from the valley to sanitation facilities in the city. Halter says a $28 million borough project for a local septage facility is a top priority. I'm Ellen Lockyer.